I think whenever you have a Supreme Court justice come to town, it's always an opportunity for people to find out what the inner workings of the court are and how that justice approaches their decision-making process. I think what's really exciting about Justice Ginsburg being here is really the public response to it, that there's that many people who are interested, that there's been a wait list for this lecture the entire time is probably more interesting to me than that Justice Ginsburg's actually coming here. Of course, given her health issues, I think we're really lucky that she's still coming here and can tell us about her approach to the court and her career as a woman lawyer and as a Supreme Court justice.
You mentioned kind of the public's response. Why do you think that Justice Ginsburg elicits this, you know, she has a fan base, and there's no other way to put that. Why do you think she is so popular?
Well, she certainly has become popularized. I think part of it is the book that came out, The Notorious RBG. Then, of course, we've had movies about her life. And her life is really quite inspirational to women, especially women lawyers. I know here we have the entire constitutional law classes going to the lecture, and they're very excited about it. So I think it's an opportunity to see a woman who is a real groundbreaker as both a lawyer and a Supreme Court justice. And that's really important for women who are interested in becoming politically or active or become lawyers themselves.
If you had to guess, what do you think Justice Ginsburg will talk about during your speech?
I think she'll probably talk about her life and her approach to practicing law and some of the big decisions she participated in, both as a lawyer and as a Supreme Court justice. I think a lot of times what's most interesting about groundbreakers like Justice Ginsburg is, you know, their early careers and the barriers they faced in being the first of something. So I think there'll be a lot of focus on her early career and probably some focus on some of her more groundbreaking decisions as a justice.
What's distinct about the way she practices law?
I think she has a very incremental approach to the way she practices law. She definitely works within given legal frameworks and tries to use those traditional legal frameworks to further, in her case particularly, gender equality. So she really doesn't try for any kind of radical approaches when she's making legal arguments that she had made throughout her career. Instead, very, very much an incrementalist. You know, if you've seen the movie, you know that some of her cases involving gender discrimination were actually brought on behalf of men. So, you know, she definitely had a style that was much more of an equality style. We're trying to just equalize things between men and women instead of just always being about women as plaintiffs in cases.
What do you think young lawyers or those aspiring to be lawyers can learn from Justice Ginsburg?
I think young lawyers can learn that you can get a lot done by being a creative lawyer working within the system as it is currently structured. I also think just her story is inspirational about all the different things she overcame to become the lawyer that she is, and the Supreme Court justice that she is. If you think about her early career and she has difficulty getting even a job, getting interviews, it's really quite inspirational how her perseverance kept her in there, got her eventually jobs and then opportunities to argue before the Supreme Court before eventually becoming a Supreme Court justice herself. So it's an inspirational story, and I think young lawyers can find a little bit of themselves in her story.